Thank you so much for calling. It's Josh speaking.
Yeah, hi, Josh. Dr. Slam.
Hey, Marshall, how have you been and how did your trip go?
Well, the trip was great, but pretty rough return, jet lagged, and got a cold before then, so I'm trying to get over that.
Oh.
But in any case, I'll recover. So I haven't been able to work with you much because of the trip, but I've been writing those limericks every day, and they're getting better and better. So
I want to ask you. Yep, it's going to take a couple of days.
Yeah, I know. So let me talk to you about, you sent me back in your last email stuff that you say is edited, right?
Yep, we edited the file and formatted that. And also the team has a few concerns, which I sent from my end as well. Let me pull up that email real quick. Allow me a minute. Yep, I have the draft in front of me.
Okay, so let me start by asking you a couple questions. You say they edited it. I still see things coming up on the document that needs correcting. If I go ahead and correct it on this form, it'll correct on your form as well?
Yep. That is going to correct on my form as well. And just
okay.
Need to understand one thing. Are you correcting it on the online form that you have? The online
Google
sheet?
Yeah, the one
Google
you sent. I'll use the one you sent me.
Okay, perfect. Yes, that sounds great. The one that I have shared with you, you can share the changes on that. And what we're going to do is we are going to be able to view the changes that you make. And also, this is a draft version of your file. So the team is going to proofread this once as
right.
well, but the purpose of sharing
okay.
that with you is so that you can go through that once
all
on
right.
your end too.
Right. Well, let's look at the first page, and you're looking at it. So if you go down to a couple of paragraphs down, there's a blue underlining because there needs to be a space between this and can. Right?
Yep.
Let me
absolutely.
Know when you found it.
Yep.
I'm going to make
that
change.
Okay,
I'm going to make
one
that
more
change.
Thing.
Wait. Tell me if you got the change. I just made it.
Okay. I won't get the change right away. Let me explain this to you as well.
Oh,
so I won't
okay,
get the change
fine.
Right away. What you have to do is, once you make the changes, you have to save this file and share that back with me. So once I get that file back to my end, I will be able to view with what changes you have done on your end.
Okay. So let me see. I go to file and hit share. That's the first thing.
Yep, that is correct. So
no, save. I have to save.
Yes.
Okay, and then I could go share on the file and send it to you in email.
Yep, that is correct. And just one more thing, Marshall, before you do all the legwork and you start working on all these things. So what our team does is the team sends the draft first. So this is form of a draft. So the next phase of this would be that the team is going to go through the whole book. They're going to proofread that. And all these minor details where we have additional spaces added or where we have an additional line added or the font size and everything, that is something that the team is going to cater in the next phase, which is the formatting phase. So the team works
all
in
right.
two different phases. One phase is the content phase, so the team worked on the content right now. And the second phase would be the formatting phase. The reason why the team does
all
not
right.
work on both the thing at the same time is because if we make slight changes, then the whole book needs to be formatted again. So to save the resources and to work efficiently, this is why it's divided into two phases.
Okay, great. Now, when you get down to the limericks themselves, they haven't reviewed them yet, right, in detail?
Yep, not
spelling
completely.
Errors. Yeah, okay. So this is just kind of a rearrangement of what we had rather than a really detailed editing.
Yes, exactly, because we did not ask the team to complete that at one go, because obviously if the team completes that and you have a bit different opinion, then that would extend this further. So the purpose of sending rough draft is so that you can get an idea how this is going to be, and
okay.
You have any additional suggestion, we can take care of that too.
All right. Now, the first thing I want to say is that in book one, the very first page you sent, which says book one, Wordle, Limericks, Slammerics, that my name is misspelled.
Yep, I'm going to correct that. I noticed
right.
that too, and I have noted that on my end.
Now, I'm not sure I'm happy with my granddaughter's introduction being the first thing people read when they open the book. It's kind of in a different tone than everything else. And I would prefer to see introduction, my introduction, before her forward. I don't know what usually happens, but I think her tone is very different. She's more, you know, in a joking tone, uses words in funny ways. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, it's more of a casual tone. I can get that. It's sort of casual
and
that tone. Yep.
So I would prefer to see my introduction first. Because it's
okay,
the first thing people are going to see when they open the book. At least that's my strong opinion.
Sure, we'll take care of that. I'll take care of that.
All right. Now, so I might have had a couple of, under the categories of Wordle limericks, I might have added some stuff, but if I put it on this document, it'll get in there, right? By saving.
Okay. And just give me 1 second. So you're saying that you added a few more limericks?
No, I added a few additions to the categories under certain numbers. But it's not significant. I'll just put that in there.
Okay.
Now, you only got limericks that I did up to number 650, right?
Yep. Just give me 1 second as well. The file that you last shared, I'm pulling that up as well.
Maybe I don't remember the exact number.
Because I remember that was a bit more than that. So that was still 717 Scout.
717?
Yep, that was
That's,
the last file
okay.
that you shared before going on the trip.
Okay,
so
let me read
on Simpson.
Yeah, let me go to that. Well, you know what? This is file you sent me only goes up to 400. Oh, I see.
So the team has divided that. So they have divided 400 in one book and the other
gotcha.
One in the other book.
Okay. All right, so now, but you got it to 717, is it?
Yep, 717.
If you're going to put 400 in one volume, then today's number was 762. We probably should put 400 in the second volume since it's only another...
Yes.
You know, what is it, 60 be 40, another 38 days, just a little over a month, until we have enough. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Yes, that's a great idea. Yep, absolutely, we can do that. We can make sure that both the volume have the same amount of limericks, so we can work on the remainder limericks as well, and we can have that included in the second volume.
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing is that my second 400 are going to have a little more detailed footnotes. But I think it still would work.
Sure. We can go ahead with that.
All right. Now, okay, so then there's no point for me to go through this and make corrections to this, since that hasn't really been edited yet.
Yep. I would recommend absolutely. It has been formatted, just arranged appropriately. At the same time, I would just recommend you to take your time. You can take this weekend once you're feeling well with all the jet lag and everything. And on Monday, you can share your feedback, or next week, so whenever you're free. So that, because I want to make sure that we're maintaining the quality as well. So I would recommend to go through that once, in case it happens at times when we're writing, things may seem absolutely perfect, but when we are proofreading that at the next time, we might figure out some errors. So that is one of the reasons why I would recommend you go through that.
But I'm not going to make these corrections where the red and blue lines come.
That is fine. We're going to take care of that from our end.
Okay. All right. Now, let's go down to Wordle Limerick Index.
Sure.
Some of these numbers, you can see, like a number 18, are greater than 400. You follow? Look at number 18, abate.
Okay, like it's saying 582, right?
Right, and you're going to come across that. The one below it, number 19, is 703 and 587. So
you know what? I have a suggestion regarding this. Uh-huh.
Right. There are two ways to treat that. One is to let the numbers stand and leave an explanation that the numbers above 400 will be found in the second and subsequent editions, or to edit them out, as long as they don't edit it out of my copy, which you don't have yet, I don't think, my latest copy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, gotcha.
So you'll have to, you know, have your board figure out what's the best solution for that.
Okay. What I think we can do that is, for example, if we look at the 18th one, it says 45, 1, 110, and 582, 3. So after that, what we can do is we can further write a small note on this particular section as well, that the 582, for example, we have 45, 110, 582, and after that we can create a small bracket and mention that in the second edition or something like that.
Well, the bracket, when you look at 582.3, that's the third limerick under number 582.
So we can hint that as a way that we can mention a small note at the same point that this, like 582 bracket 3 and then bracket again in the second edition or something like that. We can work in this way as well.
But you don't want to do that on the table.
What we're going to do is we can just mention this note right at the start of the table. So where it says zero and above that it says Wordle Limerick Index, we're going to create a small one-liner, just like you see those note or disclaimer.
Yeah,
just like
numbers greater than 500 could be found in the second and subsequent editions.
Yep, sounds great. We can have that added so that when the reader is reading, he would know that if this is the reference, he needs to review the second edition as well.
Right, okay. And then the footnotes, So they're fine. They're just some red lines and things, which I won't deal with. Okay. Sounds good. Let me just look at the other thing in your email. Save this. Okay, now, I lost your email. Hold on a minute. Here it is. Okay. The book 2. I'm opening that now. Yeah, so you'll have to figure out whether we're going to need a new introduction.
Mm-hmm.
Or use the same introduction with any additional notes. I'll do whatever you want on that. And if you guys think you need the new introduction, whether you want to write it or I should write it, that sort of thing.
Sure. We will go ahead that way. I'll have my writing team work on any draft or any suggestion as well. And I'm going to get the correspondence with you as well. So I'm going to take care of that. If anything is required from your end as well, I'm going to share the same with my team.
Okay. Now, I'm going down to the bottom of the emails. Sorry. I mean, of the limericks. God, I've written a lot of limericks. You know, 1,465 at this point.
Oh,
But I've gotten so fluent at it now.
More than that, one more thing is that I really like how you enjoy writing. So that's one good thing as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Plus, I'm learning a lot. I mean, you know, the Battle of Cannae was one of the last ones I wrote was about a battle of Hannibal beating the Romans. And a lot of educational things going on there. Okay, so I'm getting down. Hold on. God, it's a lot. Sean, you said it was 717?
Mm-hmm.
On we there. So 18, Hader, 19. Oh, how many, what did you say it was? There's more. I don't know. What did you say the final one was that you have?
So I had it till 717, and that was the word scout, if I'm not mistaken. Let me recheck that.
Yeah, but you know, the copy you sent back to me has it down at 737, yes. You don't have that? But you sent it to
me.
On the second file to open on your email.
Yep. So can you come again? I missed your point over here.
Well, when you go down to the last limerick that you have in that
it's
second
722,
volume
right?
File, 737.
Okay. Give me one second. Because I am seeing that it is still 717, and there's just an additional one added, which is 722. Let me check that.
Well, it's funny because I'm opening your email. You know, you have two. Open the second one.
I have the second book with me, and I'm scrolling the same. Give me one second. What you just mentioned that it's 737?
That's what I have, and when I opened it, it went down to that many.
No, because I'm opening the same file that I open on my end. Could be, yep. I see the same that I have it till 717, and the team has added an additional one, which is the guard, 722. So,
wow, that's strange. So what if I want to do an experiment here. I'm going to send you back this email that you sent me on July 5th. All right?
Sure.
Wait, will it have, if I just send it to you, will it have the things to open? I think so. Okay, I just sent it.
Okay, let me check it real quick.
Let me know if you can open book two.
Sure. Let me refresh that.
Get it?
Marshall, I did not get the attachment, but just give me 1 second. Let me reopen the file that I shared with you again. I'm just closing that out and opening that again. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Marshall, the file that I have, it just has still 717, and then after 717, there's just one added additionally, which was the 722nd, which was guard.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm just checking one more thing.
I'm
checking
that.
Your online file as well. Let me check.
My online file, how does that go to? Yeah.
Sure, I'm checking that.
If I double click on that book 2 file, it says share, and then share is a reply to Joss Baker. I have that option, but I don't know if it's going to send an openable file. I just sent it to you that way. I just sent it to you that way. So I don't know if you're going to be able to open it that way. It looks the same.
Okay, it could be a glitch because I'm opening the same file, but as of now, even the word that I had from my writing team, it's still 717 only. But even in the other case that we're trying to work on right now, you mentioned that we need to complete the remaining amount as well, so we're going to do that too. So we have around like 717 in this, and we just have 83 pending. And when I'm looking at the online sheet that you're working on your end, that is completed at 762. So once that reaches 800, we'll have these added to.
Yeah, I can send that file to you anytime you want, including the footnotes and everything. And there'll be a new table of, you know, all the numbers and stuff. Now, the one thing I didn't see in either file was the alphabetical listing.
Yes,
words.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is one thing that I was going to explain that further as well. So the team mentioned that they have not yet included the alphabetical limerick list because it was too difficult to reorder 717 all at once right now in short time. So they're just working on that right now. They're working on this because when I had the meeting with, I'm being very honest with you, when I had a meeting with the writing team, the production team, I clearly asked them first that this project is something that is quite different as well. Because obviously this book is quite unique, being very honest. When I was on board as well, you remember that we were on a call for nearly an hour. So
yeah.
I was updating Samantha as well that obviously this book is something that Marshall needs to play the same role in explaining us how things would go, and he's doing a brilliant job as well because obviously your book has different sheets and attaching every sheet to each thing as well. I had to sit with my team for nearly like 2 to 3 hours to explain them how things are going. So that is one of the reasons why I told them to take their time.
Yeah, no problem. You're trying to tell me I'm getting my money's worth, huh?
I asked them the same thing that, hey guys, I really want your commitment if this is something that you guys can pull off, because I am pretty confident that we can, and the team was confident as well. So which is why I gave them time
to
deliver quality instead of quantity. So quality is something that
If it's successful, there are potentially 8 volumes.
And we are looking forward to that as well. And at the same time, just like I mentioned, that this is quite a unique project as well. I myself am excited to have this delivered just as you expect and have it taken care of for you.
All right. Sounds good. So I'll review it over the weekend, talk to you again Monday. and then we can really get rolling on it. All right?
Perfect. Absolutely. Just one more thing, Marshall, before I let you go. Just need like 2 more minutes of your time. I just had a word with illustration team as well. So I just need a few clarification on this. So the last cover that we prepared for book one, I just need a bit of idea, and I'm going to share the recording with the team as well on the second cover. They got confused in a bit. So over here in the first cover, we have around like A1, 2, 3, 8 by 3 boxes. If we look at the complete boxes, including the green ones, we have it like 8 by 3. 8 going horizontally and 3 downwards.
That's not the Wordle. The Wordle box consists of 5 boxes across and 6 boxes down. If you actually look at a Wordle cross, it's 5 across, and so it's a 5-letter word, and then 6 opportunities to get the word. So all of the volumes should have a box consisting of 5 across boxes. In other words, a rectangle that is filled with 5 lines of boxes up, across and 6 up and down vertical.
Okay.
That should be a basic structure in some manner for every one of the volumes. Now, how are we going to make the volumes different? Well, in the first volume, we're going to make it 6, get the person that's doing that Wordle, theoretical, hypothetical, gets it on 6 tries. So the last box is going to have 6 green. And the first to fifth box could have any combinations of greens and blues leading up to, greens and yellows and grays leading up to that 6 greens. You follow what I'm saying?
Got you. And at the same time, I'm going to share this with the team as well. And if you can take some time over the weekend, even if you can share a rough sketch with me where you just write the instructions, I can share that with the team as well so that they are more clear on the instructions.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm going to have them prepare a mock-up as well.
Okay. Now, the second volume, to follow the pattern, the five in a row would be on the fifth line. 5 green in a row. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then in the third edition, it would be on the fourth line and moving up to the sixth editions, and then we'll have to figure out what to do after that. Look
sure.
at a few, play a few Wordles and see how they fall through. You know, like the gray color, everything starts as blanks, but then the first thing you enter, the letters become gray if they're not in the word, yellow if they're in the word but not in the right place, and green if they're in the word and in the right place. And you can build up to getting all green by the sixth in the first volume, by the fifth in the second volume.
Okay, I got your point.
But do a couple, just look at it online and see how that looks. Wordle New York Times.
Yep, I got that. I'm going to share the idea with the team. This is a good idea to directly play on that as well and work on this.
Yeah,
so hopefully
I'm open to other options. And you can fill the whole page with that, or you can do that inside a border. A small border around the front page, the cover. That's whatever looks better.
Perfect. Let me take care of that. So on Monday or Tuesday, I'm going to have the team work on this and share a mock-up as well. I'm going to update you on that. And at the same time, once you have gone through the proofreading as well, let's get on a call on Tuesday as well so that we can take that from there onwards. Or whenever you're done reading the book, proofreading it once from your end,
okay.
You're going to take it, move forward from there onwards, all right?
All right. Well, yeah, I don't have to spend that much time because you said I'm not going to be correcting minor things.
Yep.
But I did cover with you the major things, and I will review it again. Do you want me to call on Monday or Tuesday?
Whenever you're done proofreading, let's get on a call on Tuesday.
All right, Tuesday will be the goal.
Let me just look at Tuesday here,
give you some idea of the time. Tuesday, oh, I got a morning appointment. So that'll be sometime late morning in the afternoon.
Sure, that sounds fine to me.
Okay, thanks, Josh.
You're most welcome. And also, I'm going to share my personal number with you as well. In case we get any off time as well, we still will get on a call for any small discussion as well. All right?
Okay, I'll call you when it's necessary. Thank you.
Perfect. Take care, Marshall. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.